in the punt. Wing in the return. Barner. Wing gets there. It's blocked. It's blocked. And the Giants fall on the ball, but it goes over to the Eagles.
Camus.
And it was Camus Brugier-Hill who blocked him.
Joining us this week for the Eagles tape study is Eagles special teams coordinator Dave Phipp.
Good to be here.
Welcome to the show, Coach. All right, Coach. Now, I'm going to enjoy breaking down this phase of tape study because this is the special teams. Let's take a look at some of the big plays from this past year. Let's start off with this block against the New York Giants.
Yeah, so on this block right here, we're trying to isolate these four guys on their four guys on the inside. So we have four on their four right here. And if we can get three of our guys to one side and have one of them use up two of theirs, so right here you're going to see Brian Braman. He ends up using two guys up. Gibson ends up rushing wide for us, and now Camus is going to come through nice and free.
Does a nice job really hugging that block, not any wasted steps.
Yeah, it's a great job by Brian Braman. Brian Braman demands two guys right there. Obviously, he gets a lot of attention, and then it's also a great job by Gibson getting out of the way, so that widens out that guard right there, which opens up the hole for Camus. Great job, obviously, taking it off his foot. Now, obviously, we'd like to get a little bit more after the block right there, but we'll take it.
Certainly a big momentum changer there. And then your kickoff coverage team.
Yeah, so on this, obviously, it all starts with the kicker. It always does. He's going to kick this ball middle high to our left, so we're looking for that area of the field right there. And then the first thing that we're going to do is we want good hang time and distance on the kick, and then we want our cover guys as they come down the field. As this ball gets to the goal line, we'd like those guys roughly around the 25-yard line. So if you freeze it right about there, you'll see we just have about seven guys inside or right at the 25-yard line when he's approaching the goal line right here. They're going to end up man-blocking. So they got one-on-one there, one-on-one there, one-on-one there, one-on-one right here, one-on-one here, one-on-one on the outside right here. And then again, Camus, he's going to end up demanding the double team. Once we get somebody on a double team, Trey Burton singled, that's going to leave somebody free. So they're going to dangle our two safeties right here. Malcolm Jenkins is going to occupy him. And so now Rodney McLeod is going to be the free guy. He's going to end up sliding in and shooting the gap right here, being the unblocked defender.
And I love the way that he didn't necessarily hang back being the safety guy. He pressed where the ball was.
No, you're exactly right on that. We call it filling, and we call it pull the trigger. He does a great job of pulling the trigger and shooting the gap downhill, going to make it happen on his terms.
Big tackle inside the 20. You don't see many tackles inside the 20 these days in the NFL. And then another big play from your special teams, another block. We know Derek Barnett's going to get the block here, Coach, but talk about how the responsibility of these guys is really what allowed for this to happen.
Yeah, so what's going to happen right here, we're trying to get them to focus down inside, and we're hoping that this tackle is going to pinch down to block Vinnie Curry on the inside right here. And then Brandon Graham and Derek Barnett are really going to double team this end. And if the end steps out, then it's going to create a seam on the inside for Derek Barnett to come through. So Brandon Graham does a great job of getting off the ball. Their tackle pinches down on Vinnie Curry right here, and then you're going to see a gap open up right there for Derek Barnett. He does a great job of getting skinny and lifting up his feet right there. There's some trash that he steps over to the top of and then accelerating to the block spot right there and getting his hands up. Great job by these guys. We wish we would have scooped and scored that one right there, but outstanding effort across the board.
It is a play that almost got in the end zone. Nice punt return here from Kenyon Barner.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It starts on the outside. We're going to double team this gunner right here. This guy's going to take an outside release. Since he takes an outside release, we're going to end up passing him off, which now affords Corey Graham an opportunity to work back inside, and he's going to kind of set a little wall or seam for us down the field. So that's kind of the start of the play right here. Obviously, it takes a punt that we can get our hands on deep. We do a nice job of working the single right here. We hold him up just long enough to get the ball started, and you can see Corey Graham's got his eyes back inside, and he's looking for the most dangerous defender as he comes down the field right here to pin him inside. Chris Maragos is going to end up really kind of losing his block, but he does make a good decision and not hitting that guy in the back right there. And then you're going to see Marcus Johnson make an outstanding effort, and he's going to come back here and seal this guy out at the last second. So nice job by Marcus right there. He seals him out, and now you're going to see some backside pursuit come over the top and help out and get a block right here by Camus. Nice job by him right there. Camus gets his block. Obviously, a great job by Kenyon making first guy miss, and now he's going to make the long snapper miss right here, and he's going to get out in the open field. Now for all of us, obviously, it's time to make good decisions. All block blocks got to be up high and in front. We got to do a great job being smart with our hands, not holding on to players, making sure we run our feet.
Yeah, and you often see plays like that get called back because of a penalty. Really impressive job of the guys making sure they do everything without committing a penalty.
Yeah, and they've done a great job with that. They take a lot of pride in how they play the game. We take a lot of pride in being penalty free.
Tape Study is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.